This is Matthew Tombers. It's WGXC, and we have a very special guest this morning. Lady Moon has arrived in our studio to talk about her Saturday night performance with her whole entourage at Club Helsinki at 7 p.m.
Well, 9 p.m., actually.
9 p.m. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
It's all right.
That was my shoot myself in the head moment.
No.
But anyway, tell us, Lady Moon.
Yes. First of all, good rising, and thank you, Matt, for having me on the morning show. So I'm going to be, I just moved back to Hudson in October, and the mother of us all kind of brought me in. It was like wheeled me in, and I auditioned for it in May, and then I got a part, Isabel Wentworth, and I was like, oh, wow, like I've never done opera before. This is serious.
Yes.
And it was
quite beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it was such an amazing experience, and I'm still kind of going off the vibrations, you know, that I've, you know, received from that experience. And I want to get into bringing music into Hudson, some local music from local artists, and my way of initiating that is just to present my own music. And I have Lady Moon and the Eclipse, which is a project that I started here in Hudson in 2008, I think. I was 22 years old. And it's basically, my name is Ngonda Badila, which is a Congolese name, and it means the moon. I also have a twin sister whose name means the sun. And so my dad gave us these celestial names, and I took it very seriously at a very young age. And I actually used to think that the moon was following me because my name meant the moon. So wow. I really had a close relationship with, you know, the celestial world growing up. And so when I started getting into doing music, my brother actually gave me the name. He was like, you know, you should call yourself Lady Moon, you know, because your name is Gunda and it means the moon and blah, blah, blah. So then I was like, at first I was like, well, that's too obvious. I don't know if I want to just take Lady Moon as the name. My name already means the moon. But then I got used to it. And then instantly, right when I developed that, you know, that cosmic alignment with my name, Lady Moon and the Eclipse, like came to mind, and then which to me is Lady Moon as the messenger, as the writer, because I'm a songwriter. I write lyrically, and I arrange, and I like to, you know, lead things. And the sun, which I consider my band or the musicians I work with, they are giving me light. They are augmenting the sounds by adding musical elements to it. So that my message can go even further, you know, with this extra music. And then the audience represents the earth. And so together we create this alignment, and that is the eclipse. And so I create an eclipse experience, an experience of unity and coming together, and where the audience is engaged just as much as I am and the band. And so that's kind of generally what the idea is.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I love the flow of it.
Thank you.
What kind of music is it?
So it's, being in Hudson, I worked with a lot of different genres of music, different musicians. I was very open to everything. Mm-hmm. And because that's just my way of learning, is just keeping an open mind. And so I experienced with jazz, blues, funk, folk, I don't know, R&B, soul, pop, everything. I've experienced all kinds of, and I've worked with all kinds of different people and genres of music. And so I feel like my music that I create is a little bit of a combination of all. It's like bringing it all together as one. So, and also with a strong Afrobeat influence too, because I grew up doing a lot of traditional African dance and song and music. And so I guess a lot of people would say that it's very Afrocentric, Afrobeat, but jazzy and soulful, and I call it cosmic soul, because it's infinite music. It has an infinite sound. You feel like you're in the past and in the future and in the present. It's kind of all over.
I wish we had a sample that we could play for our audience.
Well, yeah, you can play there's a we have an EP online. It's called Believe, and it has about 6 songs on it. It's our first body of music that we released with this group that I developed in New York City, and which is also my first time kind of opening up to the world with my music. Before I was always so closed and doing it only in Hudson, but I kind of opened up when I moved to the city. I was like, you know what? More people need to hear this. More people need to experience this. I'm going to open up. So we released a 6-song EP, and you can play Roller Coaster was our single from that. So if you wanted to look up Roller Coaster, Lady Wind Eclipse, you can have a listen to that, and it kind of gives you a little bit of a vibe.
I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play a song.
Okay.
And then we can look up on the laptop.
Yes.
And then we can come back and play one of your pieces.
All right. Sounds
that
great
to
me.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. Yes. Good. Here's the laptop.
Okay.
And I'm going to play, because I was looking outside, and the sun is out, and I was mm-hmm. feeling a little bit like dancing, so we're going to play Diane Reeve.
Okay.
Tango.
Nice.
And while we're listening to Tango, Lady Moon is going to be finding some of her music, and we'll play a little bit of that so you can get a sample of what you'll get at Club Helsinki at 9 p.m. on Saturday evening.
Ingara era ra ra re era bare randa bombere hambara era ira ira para ra ira era ye para rombera ra ra re para rompe para
And that was Diana Reeves, An Indian Summer. And we are going to, from her album Beautiful Life. And I am going to now let Lady Moon introduce the song we're about to hear, which is Travel the World.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so Travel the World is on our debut EP of six songs that we released last year, 2016, in March. Yes, 2016. And yeah, this song is for those who, it's dedicated to diversity and being open to the reality that we live in a very diverse world. And just to, it's a song just to help inspire people to remember how colorful we are and how unique we are and how, you know, different we all are. And that actually this is really the beauty in life, you know, is this variety that we have. And just to be a little bit more open-minded to it and, you know, travel the world. Get to know your neighbor. Get to know your friends. Get to know your community. Get to know yourself. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Go a little deeper. And you can really not, you know, you don't really have to, I say, get on a plane or a train, or you don't have to really travel. Sometimes you just got to walk across the street, you know, walk right next door to you and get to know someone that's right there. And you can really get into a whole new world just by sharing an exchange of conversation. And so yeah,
it's so true, particularly in places like Hudson, exactly. which are very diverse and have a wonderful mixture of people.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Travel the World, Lady Moon and the Eclipse. Let's go.
Just wanna travel the world.
Just wanna travel the world.
Wanna go to Cali, hug a redwood tree.
Just wanna travel the world.
Wanna go to Tokyo.
Wowza. Now, Lady Moon, you just opened for someone.
Mm-hmm.
And that was?
Kamasi Washington.
A great young jazz artist.
Mm-hmm.
Up in Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah, we did The Higher Ground in Burlington, Vermont with Kamasi, opening for Kamasi Washington, who's on a tour right now with his new album that he just released called The Harmony of Difference. And he's really great saxophone, jazz musician, band leader, you know, amazing.
Yeah.
Just incredible band, incredible man, all the above.
After or during the show, I'm going to have to look him up.
Because please.
Yeah, please. Thank you for introducing me to him. Because
definitely.
I'll see if I can find him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else do we want to ask you? What we've got one more song to play,
mm-hmm.
which is Believe,
mm-hmm.
the title song of your EP.
Right.
And let's go play this, and then we'll talk a little more about, remember everybody, Lady Moon and the Eclipse are going to be at Club Helsinki, 9 p.m. this coming Saturday night.
Yes.
And this is the kind of music you'll hear, cosmic.
Cosmic soul.
Cosmic
and more,
soul.
We're working on our album now, so we've really stepped into a whole nother dimension of music creating, it seems. But this is definitely kind of like the root of where it's all coming from. So,
well, yes. Let's go to the root and play that.
Yes.
Okay. This is WGXC 90.7 Accra. Thank you. Wowza, Lady Moon, that was really wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That is the kind of music that people will be able to hear this Saturday night at 9 p.m. at Club Helsinki.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Journey to the Cosmic Soul.
Yes, with Lady Moon and the Eclipse.
Yes.
How many people are in the Eclipse with you?
Well, the Eclipse can shrink down to at least 6 and grow to 15. So it all depends on the size of the stage and how big I want to create the production, because it is an experience that goes deeper into your cosmic soul, which is an infinite soul. It's your infinite self. It's your light that is within you. And so that is what I'm speaking to. I'm speaking to your best self when I'm creating my music and when I'm creating the production overall. And so yeah, it's different. But this weekend we're gonna have a couple dancers, and we're gonna have the band, or it's like a group. It's called Samba do Mundo, or Mundo do Samba. Or it's a samba group that my brother and some other community members have put together, and they're gonna be also doing a set. As part of the experience, and we're gonna have singers, backup singers. My sisters, they sing backup with me.
Wow,
and, it's
your twin
be,
sister.
Yeah, my twin sister and my little sister. Yes, I grew up doing a lot of work with family. Like, we've always been very close together, doing a lot of traditional African dance and theater. And
what's your brother's name?
I have 6 brothers, but
wow.
My brother that's going to be leading this samba group, his name is Ngunga Badila. So he also does, I know people in Hudson know him as like the fitness trainer, boxer. He does a lot of work with AmeriCorps and the Hudson Boys and Girls Club. Okay. Working with the youth.
What are the names of your other brothers?
My brother, I have Milandu Badila, who's also known as Young Paris. He was actually just part of a conference with Al Gore talking about global warming, which is mm-hmm. very interesting, because one of the songs we'll be doing, which is one of our newest songs that's going to be an album, is called Global Warning, which isn't about global warming. It's just about it's a warning song for the globe, you know, and how we are treating it and manipulating it and how it actually can affect us. And so, he was just doing that. He's doing great. He's like doing really great things and meeting all kinds of people on a whole nother dimension of the music spectrum. And so then I have a brother, Munanu Badila. He's the baby.
I think I taught him.
Yeah, okay. You probably did.
At Columbia Green.
Yes, you probably
Speech.
Did. Yes, I'm sure you did. He's actually doing, he's at Columbia Green now finishing his degree. He's going to be done in December this month. And he's the baby, and then he also raps and sings and produces music. Like, he can literally pick up any instrument and he knows how to play it all of a sudden. Like, he just has a really good ear. And we have Nchuta Badila, who's the dancer of the family. He loves to dance. He's always breakdancing and doing things like that. He also loves to do woodworking and all kinds of arts. And then I have, so that is the 4 Badilas that live closer to Hudson or closer to the company. And then we have DJ and Alexandre, and who are our older brothers who have a French mother, and but they live down in Atlanta, and they're also really great artists as well. So
wow.
Yeah, it's a big family.
Yes, I started to tumble on that because your brother played African drums.
Yes.
One day in class.
Okay.
As part of a speech.
Oh,
and it all just, as it was, you were sitting there, it just kind of all
came
full
together,
circle.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's very good. He was a nice kid.
Yes.
And so what else should we talk about for Saturday night?
Well, yeah, I just want, I am really creating an experience. I am using my music and my message and my ideas of community dynamic, not only in a community or like a small city or a town, but also in a music setting. Like, how can I create community dynamic among other musicians? And that's really what it is. It's an alignment with the sun, the moon working with the sun, which is a powerful force of people that have ideas and opinions and, you know, all these things. And it's very fiery sometimes, you know, and it's finding a way to communicate, you know, as clear as possible to have them also understand how powerful they are, bring out their light and make them shine as bright as the sun can be, so that we can all give this message to the earth, which is really what the sun and moon does. They're mm-hmm. always working for us. They're doing everything together. They're so different, but they're working together to help the earth. And so that's really where, you know, where it comes from. A lot of the metaphor is us bringing that into real form, into human form, into community dynamic form. And with this alignment, we create the eclipse, and the audience is very much a part of it, you know. And with this experience, because it's a one-time thing, I believe that what happens is that we end up sending a message of love, peace, and light into the universe. You know, because I see it as, you know, when I look at an audience, you could be anywhere in the world. It's your choice. But when you choose to come and align and be a part of this eclipse experience, you are now a part of sending this message of love, peace, and light, because everything I write is to send a message of love, peace, and light to help you to align your mind, body, and soul. You know what I mean? Sun, earth, and moon. And so it's very spiritual. It's a very spiritual experience. And it's a journey, I believe, to the cosmic soul. And my music, when people listen to it, they want to be their best selves. They want to shine their light. They want to go deeper into who they really are and find their purpose in life and become better people, become better beings, and, you know, resonate that frequency. And when you do that, because I feel like we are all connected in this web of universe, you sending that message, you vibrating that frequency, even in that one-time experience, you're also sending that to someone else who may need it on another side of the world, you know? And I believe it to be that big. And so to me, this work is so important. It's my way of, you know, changing the world as much as I can. And you know, it's me also being on a journey to finding who I am and finding my best self and seeing that I can be a light for others that may be in darkness. And so it's a whole spiritual journey.
What a nice way to end the interview.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Lady
Moon.
Thank you so much for having me, Matt. I really appreciate it. Thank you for coming.
I'm so delighted that you came here today.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you can experience the light, the moon, and the stars.
Yes, you
on
can.
On Saturday night at 7 p.m. 9 p.m.
Yes, 9 p.m. But you can come a little earlier, have a drink, and just get your seat, right?
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
And Lady Moon in the Eclipse.
Thank you.
Saturday night, 9 p.m., Club Helsinki.
That's
here in Hudson, New York.